Hello, it's George from The Times here. I'd like to say that I'm sitting at Sunderland's training ground with a collection of the finest football journalists in the country. However, I can't do that, so I will say that I'm sitting at Sunderland's training ground with some blokes that I know. Amongst them, Nick Barnes from the BBC, Simon Bird from the Daily Mirror, Colin Young from the Daily Mail, Steve Brenner from The Sun, and we're talking Sunderland season. Nick, I'm going to start with you. Can you please explain in 45 seconds or less what you make of Sunderland this season? Obviously, it's been a great season of contrast for them, but how do you think the club stand now?
Probably where they were last summer. A season that promised lots and then has fallen away at the end.
I'm going to have to interrupt you there just for reasons of boredom. Simon, how about you? I mean, Martin O'Neill has come in and revolutionised things here a little bit, hasn't he? I mean, the season's ended a bit flat, but what do you make of what he's done?
To resurrect a political phrase, I agree with Nick.
That's very good. And, of course, you are involved in politics as Labour councillor for Newcastle's Denton Ward. I'm going to come back to Nick for reasons of impartiality, political impartiality. Nick, you were saying?
I think it's the same as last summer. We're going to have to look forward
This is the same answer as you gave two minutes ago.
I'm a politician like Simon. No, I just think it's going to be a season of rebuilding.
Yes or no, Nick?
No.
Thank you. Colin, well, the question is just generally about Sunderland's season, so it's not really a question, it's a statement. I'm looking at Steve Brenner's stomach, that's really unpleasant. Colin, yes, Sunderland's season.
What about
discuss.
I agree with Nick.
Right, so we're all just agreeing with Nick.
I don't know what he said.
Well, I didn't really let him say anything.
Well, what did you say?
I haven't said anything. I've just introduced everyone.
You said something about Martin O'Neill did quite well to start with, and then it's kind of faded away.
If we look at the club at the end of the season, they're not going to finish. They're not going to finish higher than they did last season. But would you agree that there's a bigger feeling of positivity about the place than there was this time last year?
Yes.
And why would you say that?
Because Martin O'Neill is the manager and there is a general feeling of optimism which seems to have lasted somehow, despite the fact that the record isn't actually at the moment much better than it was under Steve Bruce.
Except that they're drawing lots of games, they've shown themselves to be very hard to beat. I think there's been a few games where you look at the Sunderland team and sort of think when they're harrying opponents, they're chasing people down, it feels like this is actually what a Sunderland team should be. And it's not really surprising that they've tailed off a little bit after the FA Cup defeat, I guess, is it?
It's maybe not surprising, but it's very disappointing. And it's, you know, I think that the standards that the manager would have set have not really been met since, well, since the Everton defeat. Man City away was quite good, I believe. I wasn't there for that one. The home games have been appalling. And as much as there is a feeling of optimism, I think genuinely because of the manager, the simple fact is that Sunderland haven't really been at it for nearly 2 months.
Nick, do you think we're going to see big changes this summer?
Yes.
Would you like to elaborate?
No.
Simon?
I'm slightly worried. If you look at the last 14 games, if they were converted into points totals, they've only had 13 points, and they've had, so that's relegation form since mid-February. So that indicates exactly what Martin Neil needs to know about this squad. He's going to have to massively improve it, and he's going to have to sell players, bring new players in, and he's going to have to pray that Ellis Short's got the appetite and the money to do that.
Ever the optimist, Simon Bird. Nick, I'm going to come back to you because I do want to hear more from you.
I agree to an extent with Simon because I think he's going to overhaul the squad and try and make a squad in his own image. He wants his own players in. I think we've seen it already, the fact that he's not been using the fringe players. You know, he's had an opportunity to use Myler, to use G, Wickham to an extent, although he's been injured a lot of it. He hasn't, you know, he clearly doesn't appreciate their qualities. He'll want to bring in his own players. He'll want to mould the squad and the team into the image of, you know, the way he's built teams in the past.
I've got 50 seconds left, so I'm going to have to come over to Steve Brenner.
I don't know if there's any money for
us. That's Colin. Right, no. Steve. Steve Brenner. Yeah. Sunderland discuss in 40 seconds.
Just normal, you know, does okay.
Just normal, just normal.
Just okay. Goes a bit wrong and then false hope. Did he say followed by, you know, sort of mixed feelings of euphoria.
Lovely. I'm feeling so upbeat about North East football and indeed my life. Thank you very much indeed for your company. I hope that entertained you a little bit. We'll try and do one of these from Newcastle a bit later on. Goodbye.
No, we won't.